Local police and United Nations and NATO personnel were injured in an explosion when they recaptured the UN court building in the northern town of Mitrovica. It was occupied Friday by Serb protesters opposing Kosovo's independence. The blast was apparently caused by a hand grenade activated during the takeover at the courthouse yard. Attempts to recapture the premises began with NATO-led peacekeepers surrounding the building in armored vehicles. Witnesses said UN police, backed by NATO troops, then stormed the court, evicting Serb demonstrators. About 500 mainly Ukrainian UN police were involved in the dawn raid, backed by hundreds of French troops. Thousands of stone-hurling Serbs were seen near the courthouse, clashing with riot police backed by NATO soldiers who used tear gas and stun grenades to disperse the crowd. Witnesses said rioters attacked several UN vehicles, breaking doors and freeing at least 10 of dozens of detainees from the raid. Smoke was seen billowing from at least 2 transport vehicles of the 16,000-member NATO peace force in Kosovo, KFOR. Medical officials claimed more than 100 people were treated for the effects of tear gas. The clashes were the worst in Kosovo since its ethnic Albanian-dominated government declared independence from Serbia last month. Former European Balkan envoy and current Swedish Foreign Minister Carl Bildt warns that Mitrovica has become a flashpoint because it is an ethnically divided town separating Albanian and Serb communities.
I was there, I was standing on the bridge in Mitrovica, and it's a bridge between two societies that have very, very little in common. To overcome that division of Kosovo that is there will take a long time, a lot of patience.
Kosovo has been under UN control since 1999, when NATO bombings forced Serb forces to end their crackdown on the independence-seeking ethnic Albanian majority. Belgrade considers the territory as the cradle of Serbian religion and history. Serbia says Kosovo's declaration of independence was illegal under international law. But most European Union nations and the United States have recognized Kosovo as an independent state. Stefan Bos, for VOA News, Budapest.